Welcome to the Shine a Line podcast. I'm your host and video content coach, Natasha. And after years of being a social media manager for service providers, coaches, and physical product brands while creating content for my own brand, I realized how important it is to infuse video into your strategy, no matter what surface or platform you decide to use for your brand. This podcast will help you create strategic video content that doesn't take away from your business, but fuels its growth. You'll leave each episode with a simpler way to show up with confidence that isn't reliant on the latest trend or gimmicky hacks, but a sustainable strategy. Ready to go from overwhelmed to confident in your content strategy? It's your time to shine. How you structure your videos can be the difference between a video that flops or a video that drives engagement, reaches your ideal follower, and can even lead to sales. That's why I'm going to be sharing how to optimize one of the most important parts of your video structure, the hook. As I've been updating and revamping my signature program's curriculum, the Video Content Camp, I have dedicated an entire lesson to video structure, video mood boards, metrics, and so much more. So if you're interested in joining this program, definitely check out all the details in the description. So when it comes to hooks, a lot of people know that they need them, but they don't really know what they are. And a big misconception is that a hook is only one thing, when in fact, there's three different types of hooks, and all three can be included in one piece of video content. What you say, text overlay, and visuals are all different types of hooks. What you say is pretty obvious. It's literally what you're saying in your video, whether it's a talking video or even a voiceover. You want to make sure that it's clear and concise and it's telling people why they should care about your video and why they should keep watching. In addition to what you say in your video, we also have the text overlay. And in addition to closed captions, which I think should be in any talking video, text overlay can really support whatever you're creating your content about. So if you're saying your hook, you can also have it as text overlay. Or it also can be used to offer context and bring attention to main points in your video content. And then we have the visuals of your actual video. And there are so many different ways that you can achieve this. This can be by adding B-roll into your video. This could be incorporating jump cuts, just like this. It could be using something in the background, like a green screen, to share what you're talking about. This also can just include movement if you're using video clips or if you're doing a talking video, you walking or even you sitting down. So now that we got familiar with the three different types of hooks, I want to share examples of what these can look like and the three main types of original video content. And yes, there is an entire deep dive lesson on these three types of video content inside the strategy module of the Video Content Camp. First, we have talking videos. So this can be obvious, right? Saying your hook in those first 3 seconds of your content. This is why it's really important for talking videos to be as concise as possible. That doesn't mean that they can't be really long, upwards to over 90 seconds if you want, but you want to make sure that in those first few seconds, you're hooking them in, but also that you're delivering on what your hook is about, so you're also increasing retention. Then we have you reinforcing what you were saying with the hook with your hook text. And then you can add in some visuals, especially if you're just sitting and talking, you want to make it a little bit more interesting. So maybe adding in B-roll to support what you're talking about, having a jump cut or slow zoom to make it more engaging, or adding in movement to your talking video, which can be as simple as filming different talking portions in different areas. The next type of video is a quote video, which I have an entire challenge dedicated towards how to create quote videos. I'll teach you exactly how to source the B-roll that you use in it, but also how to edit them with different formulas. So if you're interested in joining my video confidence challenge, all the details are in the description, or you can find it at videoconfidencechallenge.com. A quote video is exactly as it sounds. It is text overlay or a quote on top of B-roll or stock content, and maybe there's audio included as well. Since a quote is comprised of only two main elements, that is your hook for your entire video. So when it comes to the text overlay, whether there's a lot of text or very little amounts of text in your quote, you want to make sure that you're layering, making it very readable and engaging, and you're really making sure the text that you're adding hooks people in those first few seconds and keeps them watching. This is why whenever I'm putting a quote video together, I will edit it and then I will kind of look at it from a fresh set of eyes and I will read it and think, can I say this in fewer words? Can I say this differently? And can I actually read everything in those first few seconds? And then the other element of your quote video is those visuals. So this could literally be the stock content or the B-roll that you're choosing for your quote video. Is it interesting to watch? Is there movement? Is the camera moving? Is the framing of that B-roll really great for adding text on top of? This also can be other editing elements, like maybe instead of using one long B-roll clip, you're editing a bunch of different clips together. Maybe you're editing to audio, or you're even syncing the text that you're adding to the audio as well. And as you see with this quote video example, while there are three different types of hooks, not every video will include all three, so you don't wanna force it. It can still be effective with just one or two of these types of hooks. And the last video content type is a storytelling video, which is kind of a little bit in between. Essentially, you're either demonstrating or documenting a process or a story. So you're visually sharing a bunch of different video clips, but you're also adding some type of context with a text or a voiceover element. So this could be you saying the hook in a voiceover. This could be adding text for context in those first few seconds of your video. This can either support what you're saying in the voiceover or can replace a voiceover entirely. And what makes a storytelling video really great is variety in the video clips that you're including. They don't need to be professionally shot or really fancy, but if you add different angles, different shots, this is what's going to make a video really interesting without you having to do a lot of editing. And it's gonna tell that story. And most importantly, one of the best hooks you can include in your videos visually is literally you. People automatically feel drawn in and connected when they see a person in the content that they're watching versus seeing a hand or scenery or a coffee cup. A bonus tip when it comes to video structure is I always love to include an outline because this allows you to take all these different elements and these hooks when you have your idea to see what do you want your hook to be, what video and visual elements do you want to include, and it also allows you to take that outline and use that for text overlay, use that for cover titles, and use that for even the first line in your caption. Once you do the extra work of prepping your outline, it actually makes the creation process so much easier, and it really allows you to stick to that video structure, which makes better video content. I hope you loved this deep dive into video hooks. If you want to learn how to film and edit these different types of content and bring your video structures to life, I highly recommend joining us inside the Video Content Camp. There are entire lessons dedicated to teaching you exactly how to do this, along with feedback and coaching if you need a second set of eyes on the content you're creating. I will see you in the next episode. Thank you so much for tuning into the Shine Online podcast. I hope this episode has helped you find a simpler way to show up consistently on video. If you loved what you heard, please share this episode with a business owner you know who is struggling with content and video in their business. Or connect on Instagram at Shine with Natasha by taking a screenshot and sharing your biggest takeaway. See you in the next episode.